following his Sunday sermon, 冯涛弟兄会用圣灵与风来证道然后 Abraham 弟兄会为他做翻译。The title of the sermon is The Holy Spirit and the Wind, and Brother Abraham will be the translator.
Thank you, God. We are in this morning's morning. We come to God's holy temple. We come again to think about God's word.
Thank God. In this Sunday morning, again, we come to the presence of God. We study the word of God.
We first read a Bible verse. It's in John 3:7-8.
Today's scripture is found in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 7 to 8.
好，我们可以看到眼前屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读《约翰福音》3:7-8，七节起。我说，你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的声音，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡同圣灵生的也是如此。感谢神。神的话语，我们就先读到这里。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
We thank you, you gave us your word.
你的话语就是我们生命的粮食。
Your word is the bread of our life.
你告诉我们，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
You teach us that people live not only by the food, but by the word, every word out of God's mouth.
神的话语就是我们脚前的灯，就是我们路上的光，照亮这黑暗。
May the word of God become word of God become lamp upon feet, light upon paths, and
愿神将我们的信心建立在神的话语上面。乃是有根有基，乃是真实无伪的信心。
May word of God helps build up. May God build our faith upon the word of God as its foundation, so the faith would be a true faith.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚才所读的约翰福音3:7-8。主耶稣在这里用一个比喻，用风来比喻圣灵。
And the scripture just read, Jesus compares the wind as the Holy Spirit.
我们知道，在这个时候呢，是有一个犹太人的一个法利赛人尼哥底母，他来问耶稣关于永生的事。
And we know that the theme is that there is a Jew called Nicodemus and come to Jesus and ask for things about eternity.
那么耶稣告诉这个法利赛人，就是人必须要重生才可以见到神。
And then Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, you must be born again, then you can see the kingdom of God.
那就说尼哥底母他非常的震惊，他说我已经老迈了，我怎么可能再回到妈妈肚子里，再被妈妈生出来？怎么可能重生呢
？And then that time, Nicodemus is very amazed. He said, "I was old man. How can I enter my mother's womb be born again?"
然后接下来，耶稣就讲了我们刚才所读的话，就是需要重生，但这个重生呢，是从圣灵重生。
And then Jesus said the things that following we just read, and he said, "You must be born again." But this born again is born out of the Holy Spirit.
但是这个耶稣就用一个比喻来形容圣灵，就像风一样。
And then Jesus used a wind to say about the Holy Spirit. He said, "The Holy Spirit is just like a wind."
那么事实上，在希腊原文圣经当中。这个风和圣灵是同一个词。
And actually, in the Greek language, the wind and the Holy Spirit are actually the same word.
那么在希伯来文当中，我们知道旧约圣经是用希伯来文写的，在希伯来文当中，圣灵和风也是同一个词。
And also in the Hebrew, we know the Old Testament is written in Hebrew. And in Hebrew, and the wind and the spirit is the same word as well.
这个词同样也有这种气息、呼吸的含义在里面。
And that word also has the meaning of a breath, that meaning.
所以耶稣在这里自然的，当他讲到圣灵的时候，他就提到风。
And so here, when Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit, he referred to that word wind and or breathe.
所以我们，当我们来思想风的时候，我们可以更了解圣灵，可以更认识圣灵。
So that when Jesus said that, to help us when we think about the wind, and then we can have a more understanding about the Holy Spirit.
但是耶稣说，风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。
And Jesus said, the wind blows wherever you wish. You hear the sound, but you don't know where it comes, where it goes.
所以就是说，我们对这个风，我们永远是测不透的，我们不明白。不知道它为什么会发生，不知道它去到哪里。
So the here saying basically say it, we cannot understand the wind completely. We don't know where it blows from, where it goes.
让我们来思想这个风与圣灵。风是怎样的来描绘圣灵之前呢？我们先来试想一下一个没有风的世界。
Before we ever think about how the wind is used to describe the Holy Spirit, let's just think about the wind itself. Think about a world without wind.
一个完全一丝风、一点点风都没有的世界是一个什么样子？
A world without absolutely no wind. What world looks like?
你再也不会看到。那个小草在风中轻轻地摆动。
First of all, you probably never see the grasses like shaking around as a wind blows.
你再也不会听见这个风吹动树叶这个沙沙的声音。
And you cannot hear the sound that wind blow the leaves.
也再没有一阵风把远处的花香带到你的面前。你没有这样的经历。
You cannot have the experience of the wind blowing the flora to you.
你也不会在炎热的夏天，你正在这个干了很多活，你满身大汗的时候，就是哇，一个凉爽的风吹过来，你再也没有这样的经历了。
And you probably don't have the experience in the hot summer day after your work, you sweat a lot, and a cool wind blow you and bring the comfort to you.
天上的云彩。一动也不动，一点变化都没有，就在那里。
And the cloud on the heaven, on the sky, they will never move. They stay there.
水一丝波纹都没有。
And the water
就凝固在那里。
And the water on the lake will never have any move.
你把手指头放在你的鼻子下面，你感受不到一点点的气息。
If you put a finger on your nose, under your nose, you don't feel any type of a breeze go through.
想象一下，这是一个怎样的世界
？Just imagine what kind of world that would be.
这是一个没有生气的世界。
And this is a kind of world like without life.
就好像在一个密闭的房间里面，门窗全部关。安起来，然后也没有这个新风系统。你在那个地方
，just like in a very tightly closed the loop, there is no ventilation and air condition. You live in that place.
然后你就巴不得哇，要在这个墙上开个洞，让这个新鲜的空气风能吹进来。
And see how much you want, dig a hole in the wall.So that the wind can blow in.
试想一下，一个没有风的世界是怎样的一个画面
？Try to imagine what kind of picture you see a world without wind.
没有生气的世界。
And the world actually there is no life.
一切都凝固了，一切都静止了。
Everything is still. Everything is kind of dead.
一个没有
a world actually does not have the virginity.
一个就好像一个失去灵魂的世界。
It's just a world without soul.
所以没有风的世界是很可怕的。
So if a world has no wind, then it's a very terrifying place.
那如果一个没有圣灵的世界就更加可怕了。
And then, if there's a world without Holy Spirit, and then it will be even worse.
因为我们知道，一切美善的事情都是从众光之父，从上帝那里来的。
Because we know all the good things come from our Heavenly Father.
所以这个世界上一切美的、一切善的、一切好的，都是从上帝那里来，也从神的灵那里来的。
And so.All the good things on this earth, all the beauties, all the goodness, and all come from God.
如果这一切都没有了，这个世界上再也没有上帝的灵了，这一切都没有。
So if in this world is no longer the Spirit of God in this world, and all those are gone,
这是何等可怕的一个世界！
I think about how terrified the world would be.
黑。没有了良善，没有了美好，没有了盼望。
And think about it, it's full of darkness, no goodness, no beauty, and no hope.
人与人之间就是仇恨，就是互相欺骗，互相掠夺，甚至互相残杀。
And only have the hatred and the killing and deceit among people.
人与人之间没有爱
，no love among people.
一点美善都没有。
There is no single shred of goodness and beauty.
世界有没有经历过这样的光景呢
？This world actually experienced such a phenomenon, such a situation.
世界常常掉到这样的光景当中。
Actually, the world actually often falls in this type of situation.
我前段时间就是我看了一个小的视频，就是一个女士。回忆他十六岁的时候，他经历了战争。
And not long ago, I see a video, and a lady recall when she was 16, and she goes through a war.
然后他用他亲身的经历告诉大家，战争当中是何等的可怕，是何等的人性泯灭，你完全无法想象残忍残酷的事情，一点美善都没有。在那个时候爆发，人就像野兽一样。
And she used her own experience to tell people how terrifying in the wartime, and humanity is completely destroyed. People like an animal, they kill each other with the brutal way. There's no absolute humanity. It's a terrifying time.
如果用我一个基督徒的眼光来看，那就是一个没有圣灵。
And so, in my view, as a Christian, and that time is a time there's no Holy Spirit.
所以就好像我们今天一开始所说的，一个没有风的世界，你想象一下，是何等的可怕，死气沉沉，没有生命，没有灵魂的地方。
Just like we said today at the beginning, imagine a world without wind, and it's how terrifying that situation would be, how dead theThat could be how without hope that place would be.
那么一个没有圣灵的世界，更是最黑暗、最可怕的地方。
And then, if a world without the Holy Spirit, then it will be even darker and terrifying than that.
人是上帝所创造的最杰出的被造物，因为人身上有神的形象和样子。
And the people, man was created by God, and You can call man as the most excellent creation because man is created according to the image of God.
但圣经也告诉我们，人同样是非常非常的可怕，因为人心比万物都诡诈，且坏到极处。
But Bible also teaches, and man actually is the most terrible creation because Bible teaches all our heart is deceived and to the very extreme.
想象一下，上帝把他恩典的手从这个世界拿开。
Think about it. Imagine God actually pulled his hand of grace away from this world.
上帝的灵不在这个世界上在运行了，不在人心当中，完全任凭人。
God's spirit is no longer working in people's heart, and God let people do whatever they want.
想象一下，人可以干出多么可怕、多么邪恶的事情。
Just imagine how terrible, how wicked thing that people can actually do.
所以耶稣用风来比喻圣灵。
So Jesus used the wind to care with to describe the Holy Spirit.
所以我们第一个可以看到，就像这个世界不能没有风，也就像这个世界不能没有圣灵。
And just like this world cannot without the wind, and the same way, this world cannot afford without the Holy Spirit.
那么主耶稣说，风随着意思吹，你听见风的声音，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。这其实告诉我们风的一个特性。
And Jesus here said, wind blows as he wishes, and you don't know where it comes, where it goes. It shows a attribute or a things described away.
所以我们常常听见有人说，啊，像风一样，后面有一个词。
And we often hear people say, like a wind, and then followed by another word.
这后面这个词是什么？我们常说啊，这个人像风一样。风给我们第一个印象就是，耶稣在这里说，他从哪里来到哪里去，没有人知道。
So the wind, the first impression gave us is that just like what Jesus said here, where it come from, where it go, you don't know.
自由。
When people said this person like a wind, I usually follow a word, and the word is kind of freedom or free.
风第一个给我们感觉就是哇，太自由了。
The wind gave us the impression the wind is very free.
按他自己的意思吹。
Because he blow as he wishes.
圣灵也是这样，完全自由。
Holy Spirit is like this.
所以耶稣说圣灵也是这样，他从哪里来？到哪里去？他自己的意思，何等的自由
！And so is the Holy Spirit. Is it like that? In a way, come from where you go, is all according to your wishes. What kind of freedom or what kind of liberty it has?
所以风和圣灵有一个非常一致的地方，就是相似，就是自由，不受任何的约束，不受任何的辖制，他想怎么吹就怎么吹。
So wind and the spirit has the same thing in common. That's the freedom, and he's not limited, bounded by anything else. He blows as it wishes.
所以在圣经诗篇七十二篇十八节告诉我们，独行其事的耶和华以色列的神是应当称颂的。
So Psalm 72 verse 18 said, Bless the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things.
上帝是完全自由，他独行其事，他按他自己的意思行事。
God is full, completely free, and he do things according to his own will.
我们能够想象到这样的自由，我们就会联想到啊，风就是这样的。他想怎么吹怎么吹。
If we imagine this kind of freedom, this type of liberty, we imagine like we think about a wing because the wing like this, he want to grow whatever he wishes.
那么在罗马书十一章，更是告诉我们，上帝不需要任何人做他的谋士，也就是说，上帝不听任何人的建议，不听任何人的指令。
And also, In the Romans chapter 11, it talks about God don't want no need for anybody to become his counsel.
上帝完全的自由。
Because God is completely free.
罗马书九章十五节，我们一起来读一下。
And Romans chapter 9:15 is what God says. Let's read together.
罗马书九章十五节起，因他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。 上帝完全的自由，圣灵完全的自由。
God is completely freedom, has a complete freedom, and the Holy Spirit has a complete freedom.
像风一样自由。
And it's a freedom as free as a wind.
前两天我看到有一句话哈，也是一个名人说的，但是我忘记他的名字了。
And a couple of days ago, I see a saying. I think it's some famous guy, but I forgot his name.
他说什么呢？他说，我常常怀疑那些有些人说他完全知道神的旨意是什么。
And what he said is, I often doubt those people claim they completely know the will of God.
有些人今天有些人说啊，神的旨意一定是这样啊，这个人一定是神选的，神的旨意一定就是这样。
And today someone said, I know this is God's will, and this people must be chosen by God, and God's will must be this or that.
后来这个名人就说，对于这样的人，我常常的怀疑，我不敢相信这样的人。
And this person basically, this famous person basically says, I highly doubt those people.
因为我往往后来发现，原来他所宣称的是符合他自己的 desire.
And he followed.Up to explain, he said, why he doubted. He said, later on, I always find whatever he claims, it's the claim of his own desire.
上帝，至高的上帝，他的心意谁能测透呢？
And Almighty God, that is, no one can know God's heart.
当我们真正的认识圣经中所启示出来的上帝，我们只能震惊。
When we truly know the God revealed by the Bible, then all we can do is amaze.
上帝的智慧高过人的智慧，就像天高过地。
And His wisdom is above human's wisdom. It's just like heaven over the earth.
上帝知道万人，知道世人的心，但是却没有一个人真正的完全知道神的心。
And the Bible said God knows everyone's heart, but no single person can completely know God's heart.
就像风一样，往你哪里来，到哪里去，我们无法完全知道明白。
Just like wind,
它是自由的。
Where it goes, where it comes from, we cannot completely know. And He is completely in freedom.
主耶稣是完全自由的人。
And Jesus Himself is a completely in freedom.
当我们来思想自由，我相信我们人类历史当中只有一位是真正自由的，就是主耶稣基督。
If we think about freedom, among the human history, only one person is a completely a free man. That's Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的言行常常让人无法预计，无法预料，常常让人感到震惊。没想到主耶稣会这样说，会这样做。
And when he says, when he does, usually it's beyond people's expectation. People don't expect him to say that, don't expect him to do that.
主耶稣祝福那些在人看来非常卑贱的人、渺小的人，甚至是有罪的人。
And Jesus blessed those people in people's view, they are very inferior, or it's humble, or sometimes even sinners.
但是主耶稣责备，用最严厉的话去责备当时世界上在人看来所谓非常好的人。
But Jesus also used a very harsh word to rebuke those people at that time the world view a very decent guy.
那么当拿撒路就是病得要死的时候，主耶稣听到这样的消息，他故意单延几天，再到拿撒路那里去，他故意要延迟几天。
And when he heard Nazareth is very sick, is going to die, and he actually delayed several days before he go there.
主耶稣明明知道他去到耶路撒冷要被钉十字架，要被处死，但是他一定要去。
And Jesus knows when he go to Jerusalem and he will be crucified, but he went on.
很多人要拥戴耶稣做他们的王，但是耶稣离开这些人。
A lot of people want to make Jesus of their king, but Jesus left them.
但是耶稣却有一次独自一人跟一个名声不太好的女人有一番长时间的对话。
But one time, Jesus himself, alone with a woman, with not very good reputation, and have a long time talk. We know this is a Samaria woman and by the well. So from the Gospels, we can see so many places. Jesus himself is never limited by any people, influenced by any other people. He's completely in freedom.
甚至当主耶稣在克西马尼园里祷告的时候，他对天父上帝祷告说， 不要照我的意思，乃要照父的意思。
But even his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said, Father, not my will, but thy will.
这是自由的表达。
And this is the most acclaim out of free will.
耶稣自愿把他的意思放下。 耶稣自愿顺服天父上帝的意思，耶稣不是被迫的，耶稣不是被逼的。
And Jesus is freely and willingly put his will on the Father's will. He's not the forced, he's not pressured. He's freely, willingly do that.
耶稣他有权柄，他自己说他有权柄从天上召唤12营天使来，把这些罗马人，把这些文士法利赛人全部。
And Jesus himself, he has the right actually called 12 legions of angels to destroy the Romans and the Pharisees. But he didn't do that. He's willingly and freely gave up such a right. So the true submission must come from a true freedom.
如果你顺服谁，是出于你害怕，是被迫，那这样的顺服没有丝毫的意义，这是奴隶的屈服。
And if you are submit to somebody, it's because of being forced, or because you fear of that. That's not called a submission. This is called to be forced to be, gave in, and as the slave is gave in to his slave master.
真正的顺服来自于真正的自由，就是耶稣说：“我自愿，我愿意。”
The true submission comes from true freedom, and just like Jesus said, I willingly do that.
然后我们再进一步说，真正的爱一定是来源于真正的自由。So
if we go further, one step further, a true love must come from true freedom.
没有人可以被迫去爱谁。
No one can be forced to love somebody else.
我可以打个比方，我非常有权势，我逼迫一个人，我要求一个人，你必须爱我。你如果不爱我，我就如何如何来刑罚你。For
example, even I'm a very powerful person, I cannot force a person said, you have to love me, and otherwise I will punish you.
这样得来的爱，这不是什么爱。
If you do that, the love you get, actually, it's not love.
所以真正的自由才能产生真正的顺服，也才能产生真正的爱。
So the only true freedom can produce a true submission and a true love.
耶稣说，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。
And Jesus says, no one take my life away, I give it to myself. I have the right to give, and I have the right to take it back.
所以今天我们来看，耶稣说圣灵就像风一样，哇，这是何等的自由！So
when we today look at the Jesus said the Holy Spirit is like a wind, and we think about that concept of freedom.
所以我们人永远不要尝试去指挥自由的上帝。So
we humans should never try to teach, tell. The free God to do kind of things.
我们更是不要愚蠢到我们去利用上帝。
And also, we even want to remind ourselves. We don't want to fool ourselves. We think we can use God.
我常常回想起我以前的牧师 Steve 弟兄告诉我，没有人可以利用上帝。
And I always remember my pastor Steve told me, said no one actually can use God.
只有上帝使用人。
Only God can use people.
上帝如果被人利用，那上帝就不自由了。
If God can be used by people, then he is a not free God.
那上帝就不是上帝了。
And then he is no longer God anymore.
所以让人站在人的位置上。
So we should, as a human, we should stand on our human's ground.
上帝的灵，圣灵是自由的。
And the Spirit of God is a freedom.Is in freedom. Is a free.
没有人真正的能够完全了解上帝的心意。
No one can truly understand the will of God.
人与人，人与神之间有本质的区别。
And between man and God, there's a fundamental difference.
一个被造物永远无法完全的了解他的造物主。
A creation will never fully understand.It's creator.
即便我们以后到了永恒当中，重生得救的基督徒到了永恒当中，我们与神之间这个本质的差别永远在那里。我们永远是被造物，上帝永远是造物主。
Even by the time we'll be in the eternity with God, the difference between man and God is still there. We are still creation, and God is still the creator.
那么。主耶稣的话让我们看见这个圣灵就像风一样是自由，那么主耶稣的话更是也让我们看见，我们虽然没有办法完全的了解认识风，但是呢我们无法否认风带来的影响。
So we can see when Jesus used the wind to describe the Holy Spirit, first things we see the Holy Spirit is freeAnd we don't know where it comes, we don't know where it goes. It's completely free. Even we cannot, the second point is even we cannot see the wind, where it goes, when it comes, but we cannot deny the effect of a wind.
叫圣灵也是这样的。
And the same as the Holy Spirit.
今天我们说圣灵，圣灵，它是一个灵，我们看不见，我们摸不到。我们掌控不了，我们甚至无法完全了解。
And today we talk about the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is a Holy Spirit. We don't know. We have no hold of it. We have no control of it. We even cannot fully comprehend of it.
但是我们无法否认圣灵所带来的影响，圣灵所给这个世界或者对人所带来的这种改变。
But we cannot deny the effect of the Holy Spirit and what it brings to the world.And bring to the person.
就像风，不知道它从哪里来到哪里去，但是风一吹过，我们会看见树叶摇动，甚至狂风吹过，我们会看见这个瓦被掀下来，甚至房子被吹塌。
And just like we don't know where the wind comes from and goes, but when the wind blows through, we can see the leaf would be shaking.And also, if it's a hurricane, we can see the roof, top of the roof will be taken out, blow out.
但是我们同样，我们虽然看不见圣灵，我们摸不到圣灵，但是圣灵所在人身上所造成的改变，却是无法否认，却是非常非常的明显。
So the same to the Holy Spirit. Even we cannot see the Holy Spirit.And we cannot fully comprehend it, but we cannot deny the Holy Spirit's work at His people.
我们可以看到这个《使徒行传》四章十三节的经文。
Let's look at Acts chapter 4, verse 13.
那我们一起来读一下《使徒行传》四章十三节起。他们见彼得、约翰的胆量。又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，说明他们是跟过耶稣的。这是在五旬节的时候，圣灵充满这些门徒们， 结果这些门徒就站起来传讲耶稣基督的福音。
This passage actually is in Acts described in the Pentecost. Holy Spirit come down and come down to those apostles. And those apostles just stand among the crowd and start to preach the gospel.
然后众人都震惊了，非常的稀奇。
And the crowd is very much amazed or marveled.
他们一方面都认识这些人，他们非常熟悉这些人。
On one hand, they are familiar with those people, apostles.
但是另外一方面，他们完全不敢相信他们的眼睛，他们完全不敢相信这些人今天变成这个样子。
But on the other hand, they cannot imagine, they cannot believe in their eyes that they how they become.
他们不知道圣灵怎样去改变这些人，圣灵怎样在这些人心里做什么事情，他们不知道。
They don't know how the Holy Spirit actually changed them, how the Holy Spirit work in their heart. They don't know.
所以他们就感到很稀奇，稀奇就是表示他们心中没有答案，那就是震惊了。
And but they are astonished or amazed. Basically, they don't have an answer.
但他们就得出一个结论：哦，这些人跟过耶稣。
So they come to the conclusion: oh, those people actually follow of Christ.
这就是圣灵重生人，圣灵让一个人的生命彻底的改变，彻底的翻转。
And this is what Holy Spirit did to do a person, give a person a rebirth, and a complete turn his life upside down.
人们稀奇，人们不了解，哟，这个人怎么都能变成这个样子
？And people were astonished. The people marveled. This person, how could this person have such a change?
但是人们就惊叹，圣灵的作为。
And people marveled. Okay, this is what Holy Spirit has done.
我有一个。很好的朋友，他现在是一个宣教士，他在异国他乡在做很多年的宣教士，他们一家人。
I have a good friend. He is a missionary. Has been in foreign country for mission, very work for so many years.
然后他的妻子也是宣教士，他们一家人都很多年在异国做宣教士。
And his wife is a missionary, and their whole family is a missionary, been a foreign country for many years.
然后有一天呢，他带着他一家人，他的妻子啊，他的孩子啊，就回到他美国的家。
And one day, he and his family come back to U.S.
然后呢，因为他出去就是去做宣教士的时候，他把他美国的一切都变卖了嘛，他这边什么都没有，所以呢，他在这边就。只有开他父亲的一个很老旧的一个卡车，一个 truck.
Because he sold everything before he went on the missionary journey, and so when he come back, he don't have a car, so he can drive a very old pickup from his father.
这时候他在他那个 hometown， 他开这个车的时候，哎，他突然就被人看见，然后这个发现他的人就是他以前的这个小伙伴。
And so when he drives his hometown, and it was kind of his old pal actually find him, you know, school pal.
哎，这难道就是 Matthew 吗？就是他吗
？And his name is Matthew. So the people just amazed. Hey, is this Matthew?
就是看那个样子，哎，真的是就是他。
And look at this. Yeah, it looks like Matthew.
但是怎么会开这种车呢
？But how come he drive this type of car?
然后他们就聊天嘛，都是好多年的这个好朋友啊。
So they were talking with each other, because they are like old pal.
因为以前我这个朋友是怎样的人呢？他以前他非常好的工作，他每年有很高的收入，他每年一定要换一台最新的这个 Mustang 这个野马的这个跑车，只要有新每年有新款，他一定要换。
The problem that his pal get amazed is because before, my friend actually had a very good work and he loves car. Every year he will change a new car Mustang.
然后他就是喜欢开这种muscle car， 就是大排量，就是开到路上嗡嗡这种声音很大的。
He just like to drive those fancy sport racing car.
然后有新款出来，一定要换，新款一定要换，每年都要换。
And as the new comes out, he has to kind of get a new one.
后来这时候他这一次回来，他的那个朋友看到他，简直就是不敢相信，这难道是以前的一个是同一个人吗
And so when his old pal look at him today, drive this like a pickup, they are amazed. Is this the same person as the one before? And yeah, it is.
所以他的朋友感到震惊，怎么会这样呢？这是不可能的事情呢，但他又无法否认。
So they are astonished. It's impossible for the person they know before, but they cannot deny the fact.
这就是圣灵的工作，像风一样，你不知道它从哪里来，到哪里去，它到底怎么做，你不知道。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit, and you don't know where it comes from, where it goes, and how it works. You don't know.
但是它确实，它的作用。 它的改变，它带来的改变, 是让人震惊的, 无法否认。
But its effect, the change it brings, is no one can deny, and people are usually astonished.
但是风还有一个很重要的特点, 这个风啊, 它非常的多样, 非常的变化。
And the wind also have another, another characteristic is that they are very, change.
They shone in different forms.
And sometimes the wind could be very gentle, blows through.
就华人说，暖风吹得游人醉，哎呀，好舒服啊，好舒服，这样的风。
And in Chinese, there's a poem said the spring wind actually blow people can make people like a drunk. But sometimes the wind can be a hurricane, can be a typhoon, and it can be blown away and very violent to destroy all the things on its path.
所以我们想象一下，好像还没有。 其他的某一个事故像这个样子，就是如此的多变，如此的变化。
If we think about it, seems there's not other things like this. This could be in a such different format.
有时候我去到一些我好朋友的他的车库，他让我向我展示他所有的这些工具。
And sometimes I went to my friend's garage, and he shows all the tools he has.
哇，太多了，画满了各种各样的工具，各种。And
I was just amazed, so many tools he has, and it's kind of hang out all everywhere on his garage.
你要这么多干什么？And
I just wondering, he said, why do you need so many tools?
他说这个工具就只能做这个用，它做不了别的。And
he told me, he said, well, this tool only can have one function, do this things, and the other tool cannot do that.
所以我要做其他的事情，我就要买新的工具。
So if I want to do something else, I need to buy new tools.
所以这其实是很多人要买东西的一个借口啊。
And of course, a lot of times, this is the excuse for people want to buy things.
但是事实往往也确实是这个样子。
But sometimes that's actually, in fact, this is true.
但是风就不是这样的。各种各样的风，有这个微风，有狂风，有寒冷的风，有温暖的风，各种各样的风。
But the wind is have all kind of format. You have a very gentle wind, a very violent wind, and a very warm wind, a very chilly wind.
圣灵也是这样。
And the Holy Spirit working the people is like that too.
圣灵做工的方式，各种各样的，各种变化。
And Holy Spirit work on people in all kind of different format.
耶稣让他的门徒出去传福音的时候。 让他们灵巧。
And when Jesus sent his disciple to preach, and he wanted them to be skillful.
使徒保罗说，他为了福音的缘故，他在什么人面前，他就做什么。
And Paul said, well, for the sake of the gospel, and he do different things in front of different people.
所以圣灵像风一样，它非常的灵活，非常的多变。
And the Holy Spirit, like wind, it has all kind of format.
圣经让我们看到，在出埃及的时候，神在埃及地降下十灾。
And the Holy Spirit let us know when in the Exodus in Egypt, God sent 10 plagues.
那么第十灾呢，就是击杀埃及一切投生的。
And the last one is basically that they killed all the firstborn of Egypt.
其实，在很多这个以色列人心目当中，就是那一天晚上发生的事情是怎样的一个画面呢
？So in a lot of Israelites that night, what happened is what kind of picture they see?
就是啊，从天上就是有很多像气流一样的这样的一个形象，哇，就在以色列在埃及全地游行，只要这个门楣上有羔羊血的就越过，然后门楣上没有羔羊血的，这个像一股气流就进到那个，然后击杀。
And the Israelites picturing of this night event is like a wind cross over the land of Egypt, and for those on their door there is the blood of lamb, and the wind just pass by, and without the wind will get in and one will be killed.
是被称为灭命的使者。
And this, this is called, killing angel.
就在以色列心目当中，就好像从天上来的四面八方来的一阵风一样，吹到个人的家中。
In the Israelites' picture at that night's event, it's just like a wind come from everywhere and do this whole thing.
那么在一些节书呢，这里也谈到上帝的气息或者说风让死人复活。
And Ezekiel also talk about that God's breath or God's wind, make people alive.
那么对那些已经死了的人，已经被杀的人，上帝，就让气息进入到他们的这个尸体骸骨，结果他们就复活了，他们又成为上帝的军队。
And in that event, God told Ezekiel that breath, God's breath, will go into those crops of bones, and those dead people will become alive again, become the army of God.
所以以西结书三十七章九节这里说，气息啊要从四方而来，就是原文就说风啊要起风，啊风来吧。
So in that event, actually, the recording is that say, "Hey, come, breathe, or actually the wind come from a four corner."
So we can 看到，有时候是圣灵的工作，神的工作，像灭命的使者。
So we can see, on one occasion, God's Holy Spirit work is like a killing angel.
但有时候呢，这个圣灵的工作、神的工作，就像让人从死里复活的这个风一样，一吹过去，死人全部复活。
And sometimes the Holy Spirit work is like a wind that described Ezekiel is that when it blow a word blows through and make people become from death become alive.
啊，在列王记上十九章十二到十三节，这里记载上帝对这个先知以利亚讲话，微小的声音，小小的声音。
And the first king, 19, record that when God speak to a prophet, and God speak in a very, very still, small voice.
那么在撒母耳记上二十二章，这里又说到上帝发出的声音就像打雷一样，是巨大的声音。
And but in Samuel, and it said when God speaks and God.Speak with thunder, like heaven, like thunder.
然后这里说上帝，他的这个气一出来，就大地的根基都显露，就是巨大的震动。
And in Samuel also talk about the breath of God comes out, and the chain of a sea was seen, and the foundation of the earth was revealed.
所以我们不要忘记，圣灵不仅仅会小声跟我们说话。
So we want to understand the Holy Spirit not only can be speak to us with a gentle voice.
我们今天一想到上帝，一想到圣灵，啊，温柔的，在我们心里，默默的感动我们。
And sometimes we picture that Holy Spirit, God.We think that God will speak us in our heart gently and voice to us.
但是我们不要忘记，圣经也告诉我们，上帝是烈火。
And but don't forget, God also teaches us. Bible also teaches God is a fire.
然后圣经也告诉我们，当上帝说话的时候，他的气息一发出，像雷一样，像地动山摇。
And Bible also teaches when God speaks, it could also like a thunder, and can hold the foundation of earth can be revealed.
然后最后也让我们看到，风是无处不在的。
And the final thing is, let's understand the wind actually will be everywhere.
这个世界上任何地方都会有风。
And in this world, every place there will be a wind.
这个世界上任何地方都会有上帝的选民。
And in this place, everywhere there is God's people.
这个世界上任何地方都有圣灵的工作。
And in this place, everywhere there is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们不要认为哦，只在这个地方，只在这个人群，啊，有圣灵的工作是单单属于神的。
Let's don't think that only in this place, only in this group of people, there's a work of the Holy Spirit, and only those people of God.
不是这样的。
It's not like this.
万国万民都有神的儿女。
All the nations, all the people, there is God's children among the nations, among the people.
就像这个世界上任何地方都有风，这个世界上任何地方都有圣灵。
And just like it, in this world, everywhere there's a wind, everywhere there's the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天的基督徒，我们又要有一个属天的眼光，我们要有一个国度的观念。
So, as a Christian today, we should have the sight.Heavenly side, we have the concept of a kingdom.
我们不要有一个狭隘的地上的这样的一个眼光，只看到一点点地方。
We don't want to have a very narrowed, a view. Only look at a very small place.
圣灵就像风一样，无处不在。
Holy Spirit is like a wind, and it's everywhere.
那么在约翰福音三到八节最后也说，凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
And finally in John chapter 3:8, and he said, so is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
从圣灵生的也有像我们刚才所看到的圣灵的那些像风一样的那些特点。
So here basically says everyone who is born of the Holy Spirit will have the attributeThat we describe, like the spirit, like the wind.
自由
And it's free.
真正的自由
It has a true freedom.
不被这个地上世界所捆绑的束缚
It's not bound to the limit by this earth and earthly thing.
他们不是被这个世界上的欲望、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲所束缚、所捆绑，一直就被限制在这个里面。
They are not bounded by earthly fresh desires and would be limited on earth. And they are heavenly citizens. They live on earth, but they are like in heaven.
他们像风一样，到处无处不在。他们像风一样，改变影响这个世界。
They like a wind, they're everywhere. They like a wind, they change the world.
但是他们却不被这个世界所束缚。
But they're not be influenced or limited by this world.
最重要的，重生得救被圣灵所重生的人，是从罪和死亡的律当中被释放出来。
And most importantly, that who is born of the Spirit and born of the Holy Spirit, they will be released from.The law of death and sin.
他靠着圣灵，他可以不再犯罪，这是真正的自由。
By the Holy Spirit, he cannot sin no more. That's the true freedom.
真正的自由是不再犯罪的自由。
The true freedom is that I cannot no longer sin. That's the freedom.
所以凡是从圣灵生的也是如此。
So all the things are born everyone.So is everyone who is born of Holy Spirit.
他身上有圣灵的印记，他身上有神那样自由无罪释放的生命。
He has the seal of the Holy Spirit. He has the life of God, that life of a free, sinless, and a free life.
所以就像我们刚才所谈到的那些五旬节的门徒，他们不再惧怕，他们放胆传讲福音。
Just like the apostles we talk about in the Pentecost, they are no longer afraid. They boldly claim the gospel.
就像我刚才说的，我那个宣教士的好朋友，他不再被这什么跑车所限制，这个地上的这些东西所限制，他可以做一个自由的人，他做他心中愿意做的事情，他做上帝呼召他去做的事情，他做得非常的喜乐，非常的幸福。
Just like my missionary friend, he's no longer limited by and bounded by the earthly things and the fancy car and all the things. He's freely gave up those things and answered the calling of God to do the things God wanted him to do and do it joyfully.
感谢神，愿我们从神的话语当中，我们来思想神的心意。
Thank God, may we study the word of God and understand the will of God.
愿圣灵也在我们每一个人心里做工，让我们真正的能够得着那重生的生命，自由释放的生命。
May the Holy Spirit work in our heart, and so we will have really a life born again, a life out of complete freedom.
得着那真正属天的，不是属地的生命。
And we have this true heavenly life, not earthly life.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
Thank you, you gave us your word.
愿圣灵来到我们的心中。
May the Holy Spirit come to our heart.
愿圣灵按你的心意在我们生命当中重生我们，改变我们。
May the Holy Spirit, according to the will of God, give us a rebirth and also change us.
愿神的旨意行在这地上，行在我们生命当中，没有丝毫的拦阻。
May the will of God work on this earth and in our life. There is no limit.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
谢谢冯涛弟兄的。